Being joined on Radio On The Go Sports by AP Boys Golf Coach Gary Flanagan. Third place at the state meet. How are you feeling about, this performance and, being able to, place third and, be, a podium finisher, if you will, as a team?
Yeah, I'm proud of them. Today kind of shows how tough our conference is. The state champs is from our conference. Columbus runner-up is Grundy from our conference. And East Marshall, I think, got fifth, I think. So I'm proud of them. We beat Columbus at conference, but they beat us here, and they're a good team, and they played really, really well. I'm proud of them. To get third in the state, pretty good accomplishment.
Mm-hmm. So. You had a couple guys tie for 19th, Nate Peters and Caleb Campbell. What can you say about those two guys kind of leading the charge for your team here in this particular
tournament? Well, Caleb carried us yesterday with his 73, mm-hmm. So and I know today he wanted to play better, but that's golf. And Nate came through. He's our fifth man, and he came through and played really well. And really, they all did. Benny, and I guess that our strength all year has been that we had six guys who are good golfers, and so somebody has a bad day, somebody else has been able to fill the gaps. And so that's a nice luxury. Some of the teams that finished behind us didn't have that luxury. Somebody had a bad day, they moved down in the rankings. So, yeah, I'm proud of them.
Mm-hmm. And, again, you mentioned about the rest of the team. That depth, showed again today, didn't it?
It did. It really did. And I said that earlier, we got four guys that are sitting at home who most teams would love to have them. They're 42 golfers. And so it is a nice luxury. And to know, and it's competitive, so everybody's trying to beat everybody and, kind of bragging rights. And so it's a good group, and they played well, and I'm very happy for them.
Mm-hmm. What do you think are the most important lessons or takeaways for the guys, competing at a tournament like this?
Well, I think a lot of it, we talked on the way over here, is that you can't give up and you can't not finish. Yesterday, we didn't finish the last three holes very well. Otherwise, we had a really good day going yesterday. But 16, 17, and 18 kind of killed us as a team, and today we played those holes a lot better. So to understand that, to finish strong, to handle your nerves, get in sync, settle down. This is a mental game, and it's an emotional game. And so we got third behind two really good teams, so that means we handled it pretty well.
Mm-hmm. And last question for you today, just for this program to be able to get to this point, what does that mean for you and, for the team to be able to represent yourselves here,
Well, I know for me, I don't know how many years I've been doing this, but we've came up third at districts about 8 years in a row. And one stroke or two strokes held us out. So it was nice to get over that hump. And I think for these guys, I hope they understand that we're a good team. And to get over that hump just means play good golf, And so there isn't a magic potion, just play good golf. So I think we got a lot of good things coming from this group. We got one senior in Caleb, the rest are underclassmen. And so I hope they've learned from this and gained some confidence and know that this is where we belong.
Mm-hmm. Well, congrats on a great tournament.
Well, thank you, Jonathan. Appreciate it. Yep, thank you, Jonathan.
Yep.